Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Whoa! Good morning, Mr. Rancher, sir.
Hi there. Can I help you fellas?
No, sir, but we can help you. I'm Ed.
And I'm Fred.
And we're the Parasite Patrol.
The what?
The Parasite Patrol, dedicated to protecting your cattle from blood-sucking parasites.
Just how do you plan on doing that?
With these new TriZap insecticide ear tags from Ytex.
New TriZap tags combine three proven active ingredients in one easy-to-apply tag to stop horn flies, face flies, lice, and ear ticks dead in their tracks.
Plus, TriZap tags help guard against the growing threat of horn fly resistance.
Well, boys, I think you sold me.
Oh, you won't be disappointed, sir.
And neither will your cattle.
This year, ask your livestock product supplier for the triple barrel protection of TriZap insecticide ear tags from Ytex.
Before the day is out, we will likely have a vote on the 2018 Farm Bill advanced by the House Agriculture Committee to the floor of the U.S. House of Representatives. Yesterday, Democrats joined the Republican majority to defeat the final challenges to crop subsidies in the Farm Bill debate on the floor. On back-to-back votes, Republicans and Democrats combined to thwart challenges to the bill. They defeated an amendment by Representative Virginia Fox to remove production controls on U.S. grown sugar. Vote on that 278 to 137. And then an amendment by Representative Tom McClintock of California to phase out farm subsidies and crop insurance support over the next 12 years. That was defeated 380 to 34. Representative McClintock wanted to get rid of subsidies for agriculture altogether.
Farm subsidies, essentially taking money from taxpayers to inflate the price of their own groceries, was never a good idea. They are the poster children of corporate welfare, since the vast proportion of them go to large corporations, not to small family farms.
Among those pushing back on the congressman from California was Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas, former chairman of the House Agriculture Committee.
Why do we invest in agriculture? Because the ability to eat, to feed ourselves, is one of the most fundamentally important things that go on in an economy. We make those investments so that we will always have a sufficient supply of the highest quality food and fiber at the most affordable prices. Empires, countries, republics, democracies have been destroyed throughout history when they lost their ability to feed themselves. I would tell you, a strong farm bill, the investment we make, is one of the key foundations to protecting the Constitution. Just like our responsibilities to have a standing army to defend the coast, to defend the airspace, to defend our folks. Maybe you don't want to make that investment. Maybe you're willing to take a chance. But when we don't have enough to eat, it will be too late to fix the problem.
The McClintock Amendment would have phased out agricultural subsidy programs, the ARC program, the PLC program, farm recourse loans, crop insurance. All of this would have been phased out by the year 2029 and 2030. Agricultural interests came together and soundly defeated this measure. We do anticipate that the House will wrap up their consideration of the final amendments, eight more to be considered on Friday morning, then likely a vote on the actual bill itself. The big question mark right now: will the Freedom Caucus, enough members of that group, come in and support the farm bill in order to get it across the finish line? There will likely be no Democrats voting in favor of H.R. 2 when the final roll call is held sometime later today. You've got farm news on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show, held each April, and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 25th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 6th, 7th, and 8th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
That's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.